Cambridge First Certificate in English 1 by the University of Cambridge ESOL Examinations in conjunction with Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. CD 1. This is the Cambridge First Certificate in English Listening Test. Test 1. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer A, B or C. 1. You hear a restaurant manager talking about the cooks who work for him. What does he say about them? A. They dislike cleaning tasks. B. They have a choice of jobs. C. They help to decide the menu.
As restaurant manager, I feel responsible for the quality of the food we serve, so it's up to me to check the ingredients that have been delivered overnight to make sure they are of sufficient quality and to produce a menu for the day. The cooks arrive at about 10 a.m. to prepare lunch, and I'll take them through the menu. Because lunch is concentrated over a short period of time, it can get very busy and very hot. But unlike some kitchens, we tend to divide the jobs up according to who likes doing what, and that includes cleaning pots and pans and clearing the place before dinner. As restaurant manager, I feel responsible for the quality of the food we serve, so it's up to me to check the ingredients that have been delivered overnight to make sure they are of sufficient quality and to produce a menu for the day. The cooks arrive at about 10 a.m. to prepare lunch, and I'll take them through the menu. Because lunch is concentrated over a short period of time, it can get very busy and very hot. But unlike some kitchens, we tend to divide the jobs up according to who likes doing what, and that includes cleaning pots and pans and clearing the place before dinner.
2. You hear a woman talking about a new book. What does she particularly like about the book? A. It's educational. B. It's well organized. C. It's enjoyable.
It's a factual book, a chronicle of the 20th century, and it's wonderful. I mean, it's terribly bitty and it's not going to give you a lot of information, nor be good for schoolwork. And that's what's really nice about it. Here is a reference book which it is fun to dip in and out of. It's hardly going to help anyone write an essay, and it avoids being geared to any school syllabus, unlike so much of what is published today. But for anyone who likes little details, you know, you can look up your date of birth, for example, and see what else happened then. It's a very good book. It's a factual book, a chronicle of the 20th century, and it's wonderful. I mean, it's terribly bitty and it's not going to give you a lot of information, nor be good for schoolwork. And that's what's really nice about it. Here is a reference book which it is fun to dip in and out of. It's hardly going to help anyone write an essay, and it avoids being geared to any school syllabus, unlike so much of what is published today. But for anyone who likes little details, you know, you can look up your date of birth, for example, and see what else happened then. It's a very good book.
3. You hear the writer of a television soap opera being interviewed about the programme. What will happen next in the story? A. Someone will make an important decision. B. Someone will go away unexpectedly. C. Someone will learn the truth at last.
So, there have been some dramatic events in Victoria Street this past week, what with Mariella deciding not to marry Jason and Stephen leaving home in the middle of a family row. Are next week's episodes as exciting?
Well, I can't give away the whole story, but I don't think you'll be disappointed. I can tell you that Stephen's mother is forced to tell her husband the secret she's been hiding for years, which leads to more fireworks and a few tears, and Jason refuses to accept Mariella's decision, so you're going to hear a lot more from him. And look out for some surprises there.
So, there have been some dramatic events in Victoria Street this past week, what with Mariella deciding not to marry Jason and Stephen leaving home in the middle of a family row. Are next week's episodes as exciting?
Well, I can't give away the whole story, but I don't think you'll be disappointed. I can tell you that Stephen's mother is forced to tell her husband the secret she's been hiding for years, which leads to more fireworks and a few tears, and Jason refuses to accept Mariella's decision, so you're going to hear a lot more from him. And look out for some surprises there.
4. You hear part of a radio interview. Who's speaking? A. A taxi driver. B. A porter. C. A tourist guide.
We get people to the taxis, that's the first priority, and to the trains. We make sure they get on early and get comfortable seats. These days, many passengers have a lot of luggage and they want assistance with it, so we provide a much-needed service. We even take people down to the underground or to places in the surrounding streets. But the majority of users are airline passengers with a lot of bags and perhaps accompanied by elderly relatives, young children and so on. Obviously, they can't manage everything on their own. We get people to the taxis, that's the first priority, and to the trains. We make sure they get on early and get comfortable seats. These days, many passengers have a lot of luggage and they want assistance with it, so we provide a much-needed service. We even take people down to the underground or to places in the surrounding streets. But the majority of users are airline passengers with a lot of bags and perhaps accompanied by elderly relatives, young children and so on. Obviously, they can't manage everything on their own.
5. You hear a woman talking about how she keeps fit. Why did she decide to take up line dancing? A. She thought the pace would suit her. B. She had heard about it on television. C. She wanted to try exercising to music.
I exercise in the form of dance. At one time, I did aerobics because exercise is more interesting with music, but I've since moved on to line dancing. It's less energetic, but I go 3 times a week. I run my own business, work hard, and it's just a way to cut off rather than watch television. It's also a challenge keeping up with the new steps. I think young people sometimes take exercise too far, get over-concerned with how they look when they'll never be able to keep it up at that sort of pace. Whereas line dancing struck me as something I could sustain as part of my normal life. I exercise in the form of dance. At one time, I did aerobics because exercise is more interesting with music, but I've since moved on to line dancing. It's less energetic, but I go 3 times a week. I run my own business, work hard, and it's just a way to cut off rather than watch television. It's also a challenge keeping up with the new steps. I think young people sometimes take exercise too far, get over-concerned with how they look when they'll never be able to keep it up at that sort of pace. Whereas line dancing struck me as something I could sustain as part of my normal life.
6. You overhear a conversation in a restaurant. What does the woman think about the food she has just eaten? A. It was expensive. B. It was delicious. C. It looked wonderful.
Well, what did you think of that then?
Brilliant! I've never tasted anything like it. I wish now I'd tried this place sooner. I mean, I've been walking past it for years.
Why didn't you?
Well, to be honest, I never thought I'd be able to afford it. but it's actually quite reasonable.
Mm.
Mind you, I think they could have tried a bit harder with the presentation. I think if food looks good on the plate, you automatically expect it to taste good. Yours was okay, but I think they could have made more of an effort with mine.
Well, what did you think of that then?
Brilliant. I've never tasted anything like it. I wish now I'd tried this place sooner. I mean, I've been walking past it for years.
Why didn't you?
Well, to be honest, I never thought I'd be able to afford it. But it's actually quite reasonable.
Mm.
Mind you, I think they could have tried a bit harder with the presentation. I think if food looks good on the plate, you automatically expect it to taste good. Yours was okay, but I think they could have made more of an effort with mine.
7. You turn on the radio and hear a man talking. What's he talking about? A. Drawing pictures. B. Writing fiction. C. Composing music.
In practical terms, the place I'm in doesn't matter too much, as long as I have the necessary tools, you know, pencil and paper and, of course, my keyboard. Once I'm started, I go over things again and again. Must be very dull if anyone's listening. I change a few notes here and there, but basically I tend to stick with an idea once I have it. I guess home's the best place in a way, because there I'm relaxed enough to let my imagination flow, and that's what you need to do in order to produce a good piece. In practical terms, the place I'm in doesn't matter too much, as long as I have the necessary tools, you know, pencil and paper and, of course, my keyboard. Once I'm started, I go over things again and again. Must be very dull if anyone's listening. I change a few notes here and there, but basically I tend to stick with an idea once I have it. I guess home's the best place in a way, because there I'm relaxed enough to let my imagination flow, and that's what you need to do in order to produce a good piece.
8. You overhear a student phoning her parents. What's her opinion of the place she's living in while at college? A. She's not sure she will have enough room to study. B. She has difficulty in working because of the noise. C. She does not get on well with her roommates.
Well, I'm sharing with 2 other girls. I know it was supposed to be me and 1 other person, but there's a shortage of accommodation, apparently. Anyway, the room's rather cramped, but it's great. There have been 3 parties so far, and it's still the first week. It's an incredibly noisy place, with doors banging and people laughing and shouting till the small hours. Yeah, I suppose we'll have to get down to work soon. Though I don't know how we'll be able to, packed into that little space. None of us is very tidy. Well, I'm sharing with 2 other girls. I know it was supposed to be me and 1 other person, but there's a shortage of accommodation, apparently. Anyway, the room's rather cramped, but it's great. There have been 3 parties so far, and it's still the first week. It's an incredibly noisy place, with doors banging and people laughing and shouting till the small hours. Yeah, I suppose we'll have to get down to work soon. Though I don't know how we'll be able to, packed into that little space. None of us is very tidy.
That's the end of part 1.